Hi, I'm Elena C. in for Lynn Warfel, and welcoming you backstage with the New World Symphony. This week, we meet Katya Istomin, a first-year viola fellow from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Katya has been playing the viola since she was 16, and it's just one of a few instruments that she plays. Her parents are both musicians as well, but music wasn't originally the path Katya was going to follow.
Because my parents are both musicians, and because there was never a quiet moment in our house, I wanted nothing to do with music, actually. I played piano, violin, but I didn't want to be a musician. While in school, I decided that I wanted to be a doctor, and there were some amateur musicians around town who were surgeons. And I started following them around, went to a couple hospitals, saw what life was like there, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever to get to operate on people and help them change their lives. So that's what I wanted to do. And by some fluke incident, I picked up the viola, and it's been that career path ever since.
That fluke viola incident may have put her on her current musical path, but something else changed her mind too, and it was a musical moment that Katya says she'll never forget.
I remember clear as day a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony, actually, and the soloist was Yevgeny Kisin, and I was sitting pretty close to the stage, and he played a Rachmaninoff concerto. I remember being so moved. I was moved to tears, as corny as that sounds, but I just remember being blown away by the power of the music. Just sitting there, looking around at the audience members, I could see that I wasn't the only one who was going through this incredible experience. When I left that concert, I just felt so renewed, so energized and excited that I have to say that was the time when I decided that if I was going to make a difference in people's lives, it was going to be through music.
Katya says conductor Michael Tilson Thomas makes a big difference in not just her life, but in the lives of all young musicians. She says she thinks he was just born with a love to encourage and to provide opportunities to young people so that they can play their instruments, but also go out into the communities to make a difference. She also thinks that working with the New World Symphony has given her different examples of how exactly music can make a difference in people's lives and how it's already made a huge difference in her own life.
We have such an incredible opportunity here. The coaches, the conductors, the amount of concerts we play, just the sheer amount of work just keeps you motivated and excited. And while it is really hard work and there's a lot that goes into every concert and every performance, it's fun.
Over the past year, Katya says the great memories she has of the New World Symphony are countless, but one concert in particular stands out.
The very first concert was probably the most fun. It was difficult in terms of repertoire, and we were all just getting to know each other. We hadn't had that much time to have played together, but we played one of my ultimate all-time favorite pieces, Verklärte Nacht by Arnold Schoenberg.
Like everybody else associated with the New World Symphony, Katya is incredibly excited about their brand new home, the New World Center.
The thing that really struck me was the organic way that all of those giant slabs of white concrete come together. It's this giant building with open space, and yet things are suspended from the ceiling. There's windows everywhere. You feel like you're connected to the world, not just like you're in a box there to just make music and then leave. It's really an organic thing that lives and breathes music. It's really cool.
That was first-year viola fellow Katya Istomin. I'm Elena C. in this week for Lynn Warfel, and inviting you to join me again next week backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida.